I was really amazed. The hunger and the thirst that I met up with in Ukraine. People came from 8 countries of the world, paying thousands and thousands of dollars just to come and to hear what God wants for them. You know, I met the kind of hunger that shocked me. I'm a person always tries to be hungry. I try to keep myself in hunger and thirst at all times. But what I seen, even it made me rethink things, even my own hunger and my thirst. And I was just amazed how people were standing there for a long time in line just to come up and to shake your hand and say and tell me what God did in their life through this church and through the sermons. Everything, I'm not going to take long. Honor what you have. If somebody's sitting here does not honor, or a person who just had too much to eat, honestly, I'm telling you, give yourself a month of a break. Just don't go here. Take a month off and don't go here. Just sit home, go to different churches, leave this church for a month, and you'll see what's going to start happening in your life. You hear me? If you simply want to check what you have and what you can lose, I want to ask you to treat things dearly before I start. The sermon that I wanted to share with you, what month are you in? I already warned you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we could probably already say amen. So take a seat, huh? You probably understand why I have a sermon of this type. You know, usually sermons come to me throughout life, and God teaches me as a rule, a sermon comes out. For musicians, they come up with a song. Writers, they come out with a poem or some kind of a book. But it's all birthed on the surface of what we go through and what we live through. You know, in the last times, days, I started watching people carefully. And I noticed everyone is waiting for something. We're all waiting for something. We're all waiting for something. We all sit here in this place and wait for something. One person is waiting for one thing. One person is waiting for a breakthrough in finances. One in service in our family life. You need some kind of get married or and so on. Maybe collect some money, open something up. We're all waiting for something. You know? And among the people, watching the people who are waiting, and I started watching people who started to get into their dream. Let's take a person, and one person is just dreaming their whole life. He's got some kind of plan, some kind of things. Everything's all over his life. You don't even know what a person wants. He just wants something. You watch another person, he's moving somewhere exactly, and you see him getting into it. And you start analyzing these things. And you know, it started to surprise me to see how those people who are waiting, who dream of something, wait for it, and how they start preparing for it. All of you who are sitting here. If you have a dream and there's nothing prepared, there's not even one step made towards or a minimum preparation for what you're doing, you will never do this. Today, right now, I want to rebuke all illusions in church the fact that I'm just waiting and it'll come. You know that people wait differently. When I say wait, that doesn't mean to drop everything, just relax and forget about everyone. Everybody waits differently. When two of my kids were born, I didn't notice the whole process. Now I had time to see the whole process carefully, to watch everything from the beginning to end, how everything started, how I was born, and how everything's prepared. And you know, most interesting is that, let's open one spot from the Bible, James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 18. I'll just read a small little fragment. James only has five chapters in his little short book, but it's a hammer. He just hits knocks out all religious or super spiritual misunderstandings. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, I will show you my faith by what I do." So what are you waiting? You waiting for a revival? I want to ask you, how are you waiting for it? If in your life there's nothing but just waiting, nothing is going to come into your life. I just rebuke all illusions and all nonsense that somewhere someone told you and put into your head. I want you to become people who practice into what you believe in and wait the way it's supposed to be waited. Yeah, we can't. Right now, we want the kid. We can't come with the kid, the baby tomorrow. The first thing has to happen is some good, powerful, wonderful sex. Amen? Why are you smiling? You never had sex before? I need to drink some water while you guys are getting back to yourselves. And we rebuke all kinds of religious misunderstandings. We wanted. When we want something, we start moving towards this. No matter what you do in your life, why did I call the sermon, "What month are you in?" This touches everyone, guys, women, touches everyone. It pertains to everyone. What month are you in of your dream? You can have an abortion. You can have it real quick. There's no problems, but we don't want that, right? We want to get into our calling in our time. A pregnant woman, I watched my pregnant woman. In the first 2-3 months, only she knows she's pregnant. Amen? You can't see the belly. You can't even tell. You can't even tell that something's happening. Only she knows that right now in my organism, the changes are starting to take place. All women who had children or have children or went through this and said amen. And only you know. First, in our life comes a dream. And then you start telling people, "I am pregnant. I have a dream. I want. I'm moving towards something. I want to reach something. I want to reach something in my life." You know, I simply started watching carefully that in my house, instead of all kinds of strange things started appearing in my house, things that I thought would never appear in my house, ever again. I started tripping over boxes of diapers, some kind of strollers. I got to write a sermon, and there's no child yet, but I'm already putting some kind of a crib together, putting some kind of batteries in. I'm putting wheels on a stroller. Guys, you caught yourself doing this? Who's been there? Raise your hand. What, four guys? I don't get it. I don't get it. Where am I at? Okay, I had it. And I started getting into the dream of my wife. You hear me? If you're a person and you're saying, I have a dream and nobody's helping me, that's all nonsense. When you have a dream, people will get together around you. Because someone has to put these things together. And we noticed, me and my wife and my daughter and my son, we're all doing something. The kid's not even there. We don't even know. You know, there's things like pregnancies fail. Those are sad things. Nobody thinks about this. Nobody thinks about miscarriages. We only found out. I had to be sure. We went to the store. You usually buy one tester. I don't know how many of them. I bought one, said, no, that's not it. Let's do it again. Well, this one's showing a little bit, but it's not really a plus. Let's go buy two more. This is kind of strange. I said, relax, I'm pregnant. Okay, that's it. And now the movement started. Okay, good. Can't take it back. Now we can only go forward. And if going forward, that means we got to buy all kinds of little cribs, diapers, binkies, and bottles. And right before birth, I noticed myself in all these different stores looking at some kind of things that they're taking out of something. I didn't even realize that, again, I'd be dipped into this sphere again. I became a professional again. What's the best on the market for the pregnant women right now? I simply started catching myself. I don't get it. I'm a pastor. What am I doing here? And we choose, and we buy, and they bring it to our house, and they call and say, unload, and I'm carrying things and unpackaging things. There's about seven, eight months I was collecting some and bringing stuff in, and I noticed that everybody awaits things differently. On the surface of this, I gave birth to a sermon. What month of pregnancy are you on right now? In your spiritual pregnancy. Oh, you know. I don't know. Maybe someday. Listen, you have a dream to play in some professional musical band, let's say. That's my dream. You know that's mine. Okay, now I want to ask you a question. What do you do to be able to play there? Do you know what has to be in your house? I have to trip over guitars and posters of the coolest musicians, and I got to trip over guitars and unbuilt and rebuilt and over throw all kinds of speakers, boxes, and because, why? Because it's yours. I want to come into your house, and I could tell what month of pregnancy you're on, whether you're pregnant at all. You hear me? Maybe you have a fake pregnancy. You made something up. There's no kind of preparations. Nobody's carrying nothing out. Nobody's not getting prepared for anything. We're just waiting. What are you waiting for? Explain to me. What are you waiting on? If you don't even have nothing, if you're dreaming of revival, I must come into your house and find a tons of anointing oil, flags, books about revival. I got a trip over DVDs where the glory of God is pouring. I want to come into your house, and I want to get the picture of what month of pregnancy you're on. Do you understand me? So, can I come in? Don't do anything. Come right now. Come into your house and at least say you're at least on your first month. Do you even have a tester there? Have you even checked? Okay, you didn't buy anything yet, but did you even do a pregnancy test?
I don't know.
Then what are you even... Then you're living in a world, in a time of illusion and false. You don't have anything. You're not going anywhere. You're not getting prepared for anything. And you will never go and get anywhere. Right now, I rebuke all the illusions in church. Right now, if you have a dream, if there's nothing in your car, in your house, in your backpack, in your office, there's nothing that reminds you of your dream, you don't have a dream. You don't have the beginning. You don't have any pregnancy. You don't have any due date. You don't have nothing. Because the one who waits, he is getting prepared. Interesting. Is anybody waiting for some here? Raise your hands. Oh, that's good. Things, interesting things in the Bible. Let's come to another spot. There's tons of these spots. I'll just take one to give you an understanding that some people, they're just amazed by looking at some anointed people. I look at them and say, oh, he just got lucky. Guys, well, why don't you get lucky? What is going on? 15 years ago, I knew who I was. You hear me? Tons of years of preparation. Yeah, I had failures just like you. You might, you know, get sore fingers, you know, trying to play guitar, or your eyes are going to be falling, you know, from reading so many books, or you spend tons of money and time going and feeling and living through something where God's pulling you into. Can I right now look into your bank account and see where your money goes? Because where they go, that is your dream. That's where your heart is. You want to do a quick test in your life? Bring me your bank account and I'll show you where your heart is. You hear me? I'll find your heart in Sears, Nordstrom. I'll find your heart somewhere at the junkyard or some kind of a... Where will I find your checkbook? Because it is where your heart is. Watch your checkbook, your wallet, and it'll show to you exactly without any kind of lies where your heart is. How pleasant to be in the house. Because, again, we're going to have to relook something. But we like to go forward. Amen, church? We're not called to sit here and pat each other's heads and do nothing. After this sermon is over, you're going to come home. If you're an honest person, you will analyze your life yourself. Where am I going? I don't need your spiritual analyze. Everybody's spiritual here, trust me. Everybody's just, I'm in shock. Everybody raise your hands. Oh, no. Give me the checkbook. I don't need you up here acting up. Everybody's spiritual. Everybody prays in tongues. I don't care. That time is over. Show me your checkbook. Bring me your income tax return, your papers. That's where your book of life is being written. Spiritual person. First Samuel chapter 16 verse 15 through 19. So 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 15 through 19. David, interesting personality, came out into a field, and everyone saw David. That's where he became famous. That's where his golden moment. That's where his star shined. That's where the name of David became known. Amen? My beloved ones, everyone in this place who dream about some kind of a service is waiting for this moment, whether we want it or not, and that's normal. But I want to ask you, something must bring you to this moment. What's bringing you to this moment? I don't read, I don't look into, you know, when you really need it, that's when I'll pray. You know those category of Christians? We get into the fight when there's already a fight. You should already be on a field of conquer. I simply want to move all our spiritual things and look into your physical life, your moral, where you live. Look at you to weigh you out. What's inside you? Where are you going? What are you dreaming about? Is there something that can be, that we can latch on? Okay. Saul's attendant said to him, "See, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you." Some people say, I don't know how I'm going to get into my service. When you're going to be in your place, God will create situations that only you're going to be able to fix. Hello? Did you not understand me, church? God will create a situation that no one besides you will be able to fix. No matter what they do, how they'll hate you, it's impossible to move you. You are in your place. Okay, David. Joseph. Sitting in prison. Jail. That's it. He's got tattoos all over him. He's cool. Everything's fine. He learned the movements in and out. First guy in his... and his whatever. And that's everything. He's got the wine sermon and the... He said, "At least remember me about me when you feel better." And that guy forgot about him. But at that time, when Joseph had to be came out, there's a situation that no one can fix except Joseph. My beloved ones, Joseph somehow came to this position. Let it be in jail, but he is without sin. He was keeping his life in order as if he was a king. We're living like whatever. When it comes, blah, 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 God will forgive me, and I'll throw this cigarette away. I'll throw this away. So what, a little bit here, a little bit there. Oh, a couple of puffs over here. That's how I live. I'm waiting for my calling. As soon as God calls me, oh, yeah, I guarantee. Right away, I'll come to the cross. Do you live the way as if you are already there in a place by Pharaoh? Why should I live that way? No one even knows me yet. Nobody even sees me. Who am I? Oh, yeah. When they see you, you should have already had a clean life by them, because they will get to your down to your birth moments. You understand what I'm saying? Church, I simply want to grow up a little bit. Where you want to be tomorrow, you should be spiritually and physically be there today. You dream to preach. Where do you preach right now? Oh, nobody listens to me. Listen. The mirror had to listen to me for 10 years. The car was always in shock from my sermons. My wife had 12 years instead of a microphone, had a what? Instead of an audience, she had a shower. Where do you sing your songs into right now? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Do you have a dream? Yeah, no, you don't have a dream. Don't lie. Your shower should be in shock from listening to the songs. There should be a radio in there, and your shower should turn into a studio by now if you want to become a singer. I was recording my sermons, and even my cat didn't want to listen to them. Little tiny phone. Hi, dear brothers. Maybe I'll let you guys listen to them. You'll be in shock. I'm still collecting them. I won't let nobody listen to them. I have maybe, I don't know how many years from now, but I'll show you guys. I have all my squeaky things, little recorders, and I was training. I already saw save people. My wife was saying, you're sitting there crucifying yourself in front of three people like you have 20,000 people of an auditorium, because I already have that many people here. What do you do right now? The stroller was a long bot before the baby came out. Everything was prepared long before. If you don't have anything, you won't have anything. Are you taking something in for yourself, church? Who right now is listening to your testimonies? You'll say, well, I have a big auditorium. I have the parrot, the cat. That's your auditorium. Because no one else will be able to handle it. But they'll handle it. Because they don't understand Russian. But you need somebody's ears, and you got to start speaking. When you come out into this sphere of influence, you won't have any time to train then. Where are you right now? If you don't have nothing that is saying and reminding you of who you are, right now, take your dream, pull it out of your daily notes, because it's an illusion and devil's lying to you. You're not moving towards it, and you'll never get into it. Why is it so hard? Why do I speak about this so strongly? Because I want to rip apart your cheap foundation that you're not going to be able to build on anyway. And if there was something, at least try it. Try it. Honestly, I'm telling you, my wife, I always had some kind of a goal in life. My mom can always say that gave birth to me. And then my wife, who took me over from mom, and she knows, she'll prove to all of you, if something gets in his head, it's the only thing that can knock it out of there is a brick or some kind of a shot, because all kinds of money will be paid. All kinds of time will be thrown into there. My whole life will be in there because I had a wish. Maybe it was just me. Maybe I just want to ask you a question. How are you when you have some kind of a wish? Where do you start moving? How do you start paying for your dream? Oh, I believe. Maybe today you'll think about it a little bit. Let's read a little more. Let our Lord command his servants, here to search for someone who can play the harp. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes upon you, and you will feel better. Where did the servants know that some kind of a tarp, harp, will be able to calm the evil spirits? David was playing so good that the sheep had their ears would twist and then their hair would straighten out. The sheep were in shock because David had such a good music. Who was he playing for? What? Did he have auditorium? Did he have Jewish people who are coming over there and being shocked from David? No. Some kind of a sheep that was on a table of a king's table before she died. She told him. There was no business cards. There was nothing anywhere. Where did David come from? What was he like symbolized? Did he have some kind of a calendar with David with a microphone and a sheep? The shepherd singing professionally. Plays even better. How? He was playing to the sheep. Your auditorium should start with what you have. Who right now hears your sermons? Who right now hears your songs? Who right now hears your dreams? Oh, I don't have public, so I'm not going to play. Oh, no. You don't have a public because you don't know how to play. And you're not even trying to play. Public only comes when you get into your calling, only when there is something to show. Amen? We have this dilemma where, well, maybe one day I will spend a bunch of money and go to school, but and nobody's going to want me. What, is that my problem? Maybe that's how you want it. If you really want something, you'll reach it. You know, I'm amazed how a person doesn't have any money, but as soon as something important that has to be bought or paid for, money comes from somewhere. I don't know where. It's like in Russia. There's nothing anywhere. They have so much over there that they have such a bologna over there that bacon. Oh, and you're just. It just amazes you at what's going on. I really like. So Saul said to his attendants, "Find someone who plays well and bring him to me." So this has to be the best musician in the kingdom. Amen? Oh. How do you become one? How do you become one? You must already have began playing already. Well, take your parrots and make video clips. Where's your dream? Where does your day go into? My money goes to the restaurant. Okay, then you have a pretty cool dream. Totally. And bring him to me. One of the servants answered, "I have seen the son of Jesse of Bethlehem, who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." Whoa, what a business card. I don't understand. Where did he know all this? How did he know this? Nobody knew David at all back then. And even his own brothers didn't want to know him. Where? but I believe that all this was happening with somewhere among the sheep, because before this, that David wasn't anywhere. Only where he was always there. That was somewhere in a field with the sheep. Where are you at right now? Oh, it's definitely not where I want to be. Oh, do you know that you're not coming out of there? They're pulling you out of there. Oh, another cool secret that us super spiritual people don't like. What if I feel like I'm already ready? I'm going forward to fight. And then you... Because you're not getting out of the field, they will send for you. Amen? Oh, what did the pastor say? Nobody even said amen. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why? How is it? They'll come for me. Yeah. Yeah, when you become a professional. When you become a warrior, a singer, a musician, a smart person. How do you become wise with the sheep? The dumbest creature on the planet. Everybody knows is a sheep. Nothing but a bunch of dumb people around me. Imagine what that would make you. He even looked good. Imagine it. Every time. Go to the sheep and iron your shirt. Always clean the shoes. He was fine looking. He was smart. You would say, I don't understand. What kind of a school did he go to? You know. Where did he get so prepared? Where did Joseph become a professional? The jail and the house of the ruler. Oh, I'm nobody. I don't have the right people. I'm intelligent at all. By the sheep, he became fine, strong, and smart. All your theories must go down. No matter where you're at, you can become sustained. We think that we need a special place to be sustained. When he went to the field of action, he was already sustained. Amen? David was already David when he was making his first step into the house of Saul. He already had the heart of a warrior and a conqueror. Who are you right now? No, nobody. Then that's your destiny. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm walking. I'm thinking. Yeah, keep trying. I'm going to keep walking and do it. Because what I see right now is totally not even my dream. It's a lot bigger. When you see it, I'll tell you. Do you understand me? This is just another training field that I'm training towards the next step in my life. What step are you on? I'm talking practical things right now. I'm not telling you a bunch of spiritual things. Oh, I'm so spiritual. I'm back and then get hit in the face and then what happened? Oh, what happened? Oh, I don't know. Oh, nothing. Oh, I thought Pastor came and I had such a bomb. You don't even know what kind of bomb this is. You'll come home and you'll say, what should I do? Destroy everything unclean, anything that took you anywhere. Take a look at your bank account. Look, sit next to your wife and ask her, say, tell me who I am. And promise her that you're not going to hit her. Because maybe for a lot of years she's been wanting to tell you who you are. Ask a couple friends, guys, what do you think about me? Also, promise them that you're not going to ditch him. You got to be honest. Take a chunk of your life, 2-3 years, and measure it. What did you take and what you have now? At least one step did you move in towards your dream? At least something. Did you even do something? Well, that's how you're moving. Life goes by, and we're still waiting. Somebody's going to come, and he's going to prophesy, and it's going to just keep going and pouring. And what are you even talking about? Everything spiritual was reached physical. Physical readings, physical prayers, physical warfare. You got to stand your position to protect from the enemy, because somebody's going to try to knock you down. You guys receiving some today? Simply talking soul to soul. Simply here to talk. Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." With the sheep. Who is with the sheep. Where are you at right now? Where are you right now? You're waiting for a place to be sustained. Where you're at, that's where you'll be sustained. Amen? If you can't be sustained there, then that is your destiny. You don't want to be there. David, without any kind of friendship, was not failed to become a king. He just comes and seeks. He doesn't create, he seeks. So is he going to find you where he wants to see you? And where you dream? Is he going to find you there? I don't have that much time. I have more materials. When they would come to my house, people who weren't sure, or they knew a little bit, they would look around, they take one step in the house, oh, you're going to have a child. Because everything around was reminding of a child. There's bottles, there's little things somewhere, things that I still can't understand what they're for. And people come in and say, "Oh, you're waiting a child." I'm not saying people come into your house, what do they, does it speak of you to you? They should tell me something about me. Yeah, your house should remind them of your dream and your future. You want to become a millionaire? If you're a businessman, we don't need it. Who wants to become a millionaire? I'm not joking. There's a couple of people. Be blessed. Make a bunch of copies of hundreds and put it all over your walls. If you dream, save souls. Take pictures on a website, tons of millions of people, and put it everywhere, all over the walls. And when you come in this room, so be on your floor, on your ceiling, on your walls, be tons and tons of crowds of saved souls. You think that's not normal? You think we're normal here? What's even being talked about? People should be able to come into your room and say, "Whoa. Amen, amen. That's a prophecy. Wow, look at you. Amen, amen." They should come into your office and totally know your dream. Well, that's not right. So what? Everything's wonderful. At least once in a lifetime, make one room unnormal. My room. Your room. Make it like this. What do you dream of? You don't got to prove anything. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that we're waiting for a child. People would say, "We're waiting." Yes, we're waiting. Because everything around reminds them of it. if you're not preparing, that you don't believe. It's just an illusion of service, but really you have nothing except a talk. That's it. I want to ask you a question again, church. What month are you in? I think this calling opened up to you a little bit closer, more clear. Can I see? Well, pastor is in the spirit. Well, then your service is in the spirit too. Nobody's going to see nothing. No, it's in the spirit. Is there saved soul? Oh, yeah, there are tons of them. They're in here. There's happiness and miracles in there and everything. And a millionaire. There's so much money, you can buy so much, only in the spiritual. First. But you're going towards that. Yeah, you're a millionaire in the spiritual, a virtual world. First. Can you tell where you're going right now? David, before he had to fight the personality that he had to do, he already killed the bear, the lion. What's training you right now towards your position? What is it? What? Oh, you ask me that question? I just went and made a conference. I just did it. Interesting. I didn't need it. You know? Interesting. How is it to go and just out of nowhere? Nobody's helping you. They don't even want to see you in the city. But you come over there and just to make everyone mad. Interesting. Will I shame myself or not? That's kind of cool, huh? What if I make a fool of myself? Oh, well, must not be mine then. Can we in life do something out of something totally out of ordinary and compared to the standards of this world? Can we take unto ourselves something that someone else is scared to take on? Or what if it doesn't work out? Or what if it does work out? Did you ever ask yourself that question? What if it does work out? What if you like it? What if you say, that's where I'm supposed to be? So first, right now, we're going to go on a couple. Can we tell where you're going? David killed a lion and a bear. Can we look at your field and see that there's some kind of is there some kind of records of you? Oh, I always have revelations. I have such a revelation. Do you write them down? No, I just remember it. Uh-huh. I laugh. Write it down, because in the process, it'll become your conspect that you use for sermons. If you're a person who's supposed to have word or prophecy, whatever God shows, write everything down to the drop, everything to the dot, because in the process, it can be your life and your service. Oh, I don't know. Oh, you don't know? Okay. Then you're going to... Who's already feels bad that they missed out on a lot of revelations? So, get a notebook and always have a pen on you. Second moment. What stage of preparation are you on? What's happening in your life? Are you ready? How ready are you? If you're dreaming to become a preacher, what stage are you on? If right now, you want to become a preacher, I said, you come up here, and you have to give out what no one has ever put out ever before. Can you do that? Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about? You say, Lord, use me. You know, He can take you and use you. But there's nothing you use. There's no victories. There's no any kind of things. There's no preparations. What stage of preparations are you? What kind of book are you reading about your dream? What kind of videos do you watch? What kind of people do you talk to, socialize with? At least people that have a part of that dream that you have, or people who you want to be like. These are simple questions. Can you Can you answer those questions? If not, then you're not going anywhere, and your life is an illusion. Second, what stage are you getting prepared on? Number three, what in your house speaks of what you're waiting on? What is it? I know for some people it's going to be a shock, but your house, it's your holy of holies. That's where everything should speak of your dream. Everything. Trust me. I totally know. When I get into a house of a... when I get into a house of a photographer, he has nothing but a bunch of pictures, books about photographs, about cameras, tons of cameras. And don't even try to start talking about cameras. Number four, what sermon starts you up about what you're waiting? What starts you up? For people who are take pictures, they always tell me, "Well, he preached." Right away, I want that CD just to see how he preached, and I weigh it out. Okay. Oh, okay. Or it's good. Oh, maybe not so well. There's worse. What sermon starts you up? What gets you out of your balance? What starts you up? What makes you care? What draws you? That's four. And fifth, what price are you ready to pay? What price are you ready to pay? It's what I started from. Where does your money go? You know that I was in shock when me and Sveta were going to stores. And we were choosing things that we didn't have money for. And I would tell her, how are these things going to be in our house? She said, I don't know. We have good friends. I said, do you believe? She said, of course, they'll buy it and even more. I was like, whoa. Well, that was her dream. I was in shock. I was surprised. Everything was in the house that she dreamed about. If you don't have money, you're going to pray and the money will come to you. Your dream, it's not going to be stopped. If you start counting pennies and dollars in your dream, that's not your dream. For a everything is put out to a dream without even thinking about it. Like Lisa was testifying, last one. She said, a person comes who collects things, a really rich personality. He comes to a picture if he wants it. You can forget about that poster or that picture. Because no matter what you bid, he'll overbid you. Because he is ready to pay any price. If he don't have enough money, he's got friends, millionaires, who will loan him a couple of millions. Price. Interesting word. Did you take some for yourself, church? I did. At least that I rebuked the illusion in your head. That's already good. And at least for you to start thinking where I'm going, what I'm dreaming about, and what I must give in order to receive my dream. Sometimes we're so spiritual that physical moments leave or physical. Physical health, physical tenseness, and let's stand up. And ask Jesus to tell him, to honestly just to look into our life and be honest. What we dream of, do we really want it? Are we ready to put our life for this? Are we ready to pay for this? Father, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I glorify you. Make us grown up. Grow us up with normal understanding that nothing, never falls from a ceiling. I ask you, Jesus, touch us. Give us our calling, our dream. Help us get into it. Help us reach it. Help us reach it. You are our strength, and you is our glory. Father, we rebuke the illusion that the devil gave us. People that decide to just sit there and do nothing. Teach us to await things properly. For the dream that we're waiting to dream for. Teach us. Give us more than just spirituality, but give us the right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ.